Ask the AD with Kurt Apps here on Sports Radio The Ticket every Thursday at 5. Kurt in studio, it's good to see you. Imagine we're getting into spring sports weather for Boise State. As you look out there, that's got to be encouraging for things. At the same time, you've got a lot of sports indoors I want to talk about, Kurt. And I guess at the top of this list is the game that happened just the other night with a couple of signs we were asked about here that were targeting referees. One sign particularly, two signs overall. And I guess, is there a policy on signs in Taco Bell Arena?
Well, there's a conference policy, and it touches. I'm not going to get into the whole, you know, the rules and the regulations behind it, but you know, you have to draw the line when it starts to get real personal. So that's one reason. Obviously, we asked the two folks to remove the signs, and it was just a little too personal for us.
So it was a Taco Bell Arena decision or a Boise State decision?
It was a Boise State athletic decision. I mean, our folks were in there, and you know, we do it a different way. And I think in our opinion, it got a little too personal when you put the actual names on there. You know,
right.
You always see the pictures and the faces and all that kind of stuff. But once you put the names on there and it's just something we choose not to be a part of. And I thought we were as polite as we could be. And I know that, you know, those people were probably a little upset that we did it. And I apologize for that. But, it's just something I think in our department that we stand behind and, it just got a little too personal for us, and so we removed them.
We were told yesterday, or maybe it was a couple of days ago, that the officials asked for it to be removed. How did the whole process start? Did you notice it? Did somebody else on your staff notice it? Did you guys go back in the hallway and huddle and talk about it? Did somebody else bring it to your attention?
Someone else brought it to my attention. In fact, I didn't even see the signs until after the game. our staff just kind of filled me in on what happened and why they did it, and I was comfortable with that decision, and so... I don't know whether or not we had someone, you know, one of the officials saying something or our people went up and talked to him or they said to remove him. We really didn't get that much into the conversation. But regardless of whether or not they talked to the officials, I thought they were, you know, they were inappropriate for our standards. And so, you know, we asked them to take them down.
Kurt Apps, Boise State Athletic Director, joining us here in studio. Caves and Prater on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Kurt, back to this issue of fans and arenas. Sean Miller, the Arizona coach, talked about his players punching a fan eventually to get everybody's attention, that we need to stop fans from storming the court. I know there's been some games in the Leon Rice era where that's been an issue. Like, are they going to storm them or not? How are we going to handle it? Is there a – what's your policy, or is that a case-by-case situation?
I think it is a case-by-case situation. You know, in Taco Bell Arena, or even in Bronco Stadium for that matter. I mean, when we won the WAC a while back, we knew they wanted to come on the field. They were going to present the trophy. And I think football is probably a little easier because you have gates and fences and, you know, people aren't right on the court. So it's probably a little easier in football to control it.
Right.
I'm not opposed to it. I certainly know why in some places they're probably going, you know, Sean, for example, I mean, no way we're going to let that happen. Mm-hmm. Because I think it can be dangerous, and not just for the fans, but the players. You know, if the players are down there and you got everybody rushing and everyone's excited, I don't think you plan on there, you know, there being a bunch of fights down on the floor, but, and, you know, maybe you have the visiting team down there that might still be on the floor. I think you have to take all those things into consideration. And, like I said, I'm not opposed to it, but I do think when the situation arises, depending on how excited everybody is, I think you just got to make that call. In basketball, it's a little more difficult because there really isn't any standard or stanchion in between our fans and the court. I mean, in Taco Bell Arena, we have people with their feet on the floor, you know, on the baseline. And so I think basketball is just a little tougher to control. So I can certainly see why someone would say, you know, we're just not doing that anymore. And I think, you know, there's a lot of conferences out there that have fined schools for doing it. But I like the excitement of it, you know, and,
right.
and when you're rushing the floor, whether you're at home, it's a great win for you. If fans are rushing the field after they beat you on their field,
Logan, Utah,
I don't mind that because that means that we're doing something right. They're excited about beating Boise State.
Right.
And I think when people are rushing the field because they beat you, then you must have arrived at some point. And so, like I said, I'm not against it, but I can really understand why some schools just don't want it because maybe the fans are just a little bit more out of control. So you gotta be safe Well, especially with the players.
I thought the situation in Nevada was out of control, to tell you the truth. No, yeah. I would never lie, but yeah. The Nevada game, was that 10 or 11? With the famous flipping off photo of Billy Wynn?
I think it was it Kellen's senior year?
No.
So it was his junior year? I'm not really sure.
Anyway, we know the game.
Well, and you know, nothing against Nevada. I mean, they were excited. I mean, let's be honest. That game ended in a hurtful way for us in terms of just how that happened. And so emotions were high. Some things got out of control. Obviously that wasn't in Bronco Stadium. I hope that wouldn't happen at our place, but, you know, I think it, like you said, you go back to just maybe looking at each instance and deciding what you want to do. But I just think you can control a lot more in football than you can in basketball.
All right, staying with visiting with Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director. If you want to ask Kurt a question, you can hashtag ask the AD and send it over to the Twitter account at KTAK931FM. Caves and Prater here with Kurt. Staying with basketball, Leon made a comment after the win the other night against Las Vegas that he'd like to see Anthony Jimmick's jersey from the rafters should he get the all-time scoring record. I thought, why not? You know, he's the all-time scoring leader. I know there could be other guys that need to be recognized. But in the meantime, he still has a right to the same opportunity. How would anything like that get done? How is that handled?
Well, first of all, Coach and I have not talked about it. I'm certainly open to discussion about that. I think you mentioned it, Jeff. We've had a lot of young men and women that have done some pretty incredible things here at Boise State, and their jerseys aren't retired. So I'm not saying no, but I'm sure that Coach and I will have that conversation. And, you know, we can decide that internally. Probably get the input from some folks across campus just to, you know, get their thoughts on it. But Leon and I have not talked about it, but I'm sure that conversation is going to take place here pretty soon.
Your general thoughts on retiring numbers, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it's another sport, there's the logistical problem. We only have so many numbers. We only have so many jerseys. There's other ways to honor people with Hall of Fame galleries, you know, football complexes, basketball complexes that are recruiting tools. So your thoughts on just the general thought of retiring numbers?
You know, in my time, the conversation hasn't come up much. I think we talked about it a little bit with Kellen. I can't remember exactly why we ended up not doing it or doing it or whatever. I think you open up a can of worms a little bit. You probably have to have maybe a certain set of criteria in order to consider that, much like the Hall of Fame, you know, All-American status, or they've got to get their degree, or they got to be out of school by five, you know, for 5 years or whatever. So I think there's got to be some, you can't just say, hey, we're going to do it this year, but next year we're not. So I think it's a longer conversation than just saying, you know, that young man or that young woman is deserving of it. I think we have a lot of folks that have gone through our program that we could certainly have that conversation about. And Leon and I'll talk about that. And right now there has been no decision made. And, you know, quite honestly, I hope he's focused on Saturday. And,
right.
You
know,
I think when the season's over, him and I will certainly discuss that, and we'll see what happens.
As it relates to what he wants to do in his own basketball facility, locker room offices and all that, and what Coach Arson does in the Blamire, isn't that the coach's responsibilities, whatever they want to put up in there?
I think so. You know, when it gets to something like retiring a jersey, if they want to do that in the locker room in a more intimate setting where it's not really seen by the public, I do leave a lot of that up to the coaching staff. And as you go through those facilities, you can see the pictures of the guys on the wall. We have the NFL wall in the football facility. We've got Hall of Fame guys in there. That's great for recruiting, no question about it. So I'm always pretty open to it when it's kind of a more intimate setting, like a locker room or a lobby of a facility that's, you know, particularly built for that sport. So,
all right, Kurt, while I have you in Taco Bell Arena, Peter Erlinson asks us, and you, do you have any plans to complete the LED ribbon in Taco Bell Arena by filling in the corners?
No, not right now. I think he's talking about where the closed caption screens are.
Is that probably?
Yeah, I don't think you can complete it with the closed captions there. If you look at the four corners, I'm assuming he's talking about the mezzanine level. You said the ribbon board. So if you look at that, it stops, and then we've got the closed caption boards, which we were mandated to put in from an ADA standpoint. And so I don't see how we would be able to do that. I mean, maybe we can continue it to those closed caption boards, but for now I think we're good with how it's set up.